Good afternoon. I'd like to call House Judiciary Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, March 15th, and the time is 1:06 p.m. We are meeting in the Max Grunberg Committee Room 120 in the Capitol Building here in Juneau. I ask that you please silence your cell phones. The staff assisting us today is Talia with the Juneau LIO and Sophia with House Records. The following members present is Representative Johnson, Representative Gray, Vice Chair Allard, and myself, Chair Vance, and we have a quorum to conduct business. We have two items on today's calendar, and that is to bring back House Bill 358 to prohibit AI-altered representations by Representative Kronk, and House Bill 254, prohibit pornography to minors by myself, the chair, both for the purposes of public testimony. First on our agenda item today, we will hear House Bill 358, prohibit AI-altered representations by Representative Kronk in its second hearing. I will now open public testimony for House Bill 358. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify in House Bill 358? Seeing none, I will now look online, and it appears that we do not have anyone wishing to testify on House Bill 358. And so I will close public testimony. For those watching online who did not have an opportunity to testify, you can provide it in writing to the committee at house.judiciary@akleg.gov, and it will be uploaded to the record in that same manner. We will be taking up this bill again next week because it is one that deserves great deliberation on the impacts that the AI is having in our culture. So I will now set House Bill 358 aside. Thank you to the staff of Representative Kronk for being available. For our second item and final item on the agenda today, we will hear House Bill 254, prohibit pornography to minors, by myself, the chair, in its second hearing. So I will now open public testimony on House Bill 254. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on House Bill 254? Seeing none, I will go online. And we do have some testifiers online. Let's see. First, we have Eric Fowler. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Eric Fowler. I am calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I've just been really excited about these bills and calling to provide my personal testimony. I hear a lot of specifically people say that kids just use a VPN. But when I first saw pornography, it was unintentionally. I was 10 years old and my sister was 8. She had searched baby doll on Google, and because these websites were allowed, just click the first link and then, there you go. So, I knew where to find it, when I reached puberty because of that unintentional exposure. And, actually I have some statistics here. 71% of teenagers aged 13 to 17 come across porn without looking for it. And children of the youngest age group, 11 to 13, are the most likely to say that it was unintentional. So I actually beat the statistics of the average age of 11 to 12, winning. Parental filters, people say that those work. But when my parents found out I was watching porn, they blocked the Wi-Fi, switched the phone. And that's how it is for many kids nowadays. And even a quarter of children report that it was shown to them by a classmate or someone else. So I just wanted to say that even just reducing the unintentional exposure, even if there is a way to get a fake ID in the form of a VPN, I really support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Savannah Sly. If you please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Savannah Sly, and I'm calling in opposition to House Bill 254. I used to work for the ACLU of Washington. I worked on data privacy and technology. And I'm mostly concerned about the privacy risk that this bill, has for Alaskans, as well as that it might be ineffective at doing what it aims to do, which is preventing minors from accessing adult material. I'm in full support of preventing minors from accessing this material, but as stated earlier, this material is available elsewhere online, and also a VPN can be downloaded, as we've seen in other states that have passed similar bills. I'm concerned that requiring Alaskans to upload their IDs will create a highly sensitive, highly stigmatized data bank that is just enticing malicious hackers to come and tinker with it and try and get a hold of this sensitive information. As we know, mental health is at a crisis point in the United States, especially in Alaska, and I'm concerned that this kind of data bank will be a target for hackers and that the people affected by such a hack, that their mental health will be compromised and they will be slandered in the media. And so I think there are better ways to, accomplish the goal of preventing minors from accessing this type of material. And I would like to offer that this bill could be changed to perhaps encourage parents, to help support and encourage parents to install adult controls and filters on the individual devices used by minors. This has been an effective way of monitoring and controlling what minors are accessing online. And I would love to see more support for parents in doing holistic prevention measures such as that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Mandy Sally. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mandy Sally, Chief Operating Officer of the Woodhull Freedom Foundation, who I'm representing today. And we have serious concerns about House Bill 254. We agree entirely with the goal of keeping children from material that's age inappropriate or harmful. But similar bills to this one that were introduced in Texas, Louisiana, and Utah raise significant privacy risks for consumers and violate their First Amendment protections and their human right to free expression. They're not only unconstitutional and a danger to consumer privacy, but they're also ineffective at preventing minors from accessing adult content. They're easily evaded through use of VPNs, which we've heard from the other testifiers today. They have little impact on overseas and pirate sites, and they fail to address adult content on search engines or social media, where children are most likely to stumble upon it. So compliance with House Bill 254 also requires users to transmit extremely sensitive data, such as digitized copies of their government-issued ID, biometric scans, or other forms of data used by commercial age verification software providers over the Internet. The mere collection of this information opens citizens to the risk of data breaches. And due to the lack of comprehensive digital privacy protection in the U.S., House Bill 254, if passed, would violate Article 12 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states, no one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence. The human rights of Alaskans cannot be traded for supposed safety online, particularly as our lives become increasingly digital. Finally, sexually explicit content is First Amendment-protected speech, and the Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that restrictions on its production and consumption face the highest legal bar, which is strict scrutiny. So I encourage you to oppose House Bill 254. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Tara Burns. Please state your name for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Tara Burns. I'm with the Community United for Safety and Protection, and I am also an adult content creator living here in Alaska. And I'm calling to ask you to vote no on this bill. We heard a lot of examples on Wednesday of abusers showing adult content pornography to their victims. This bill would not prevent that. That was not happening online. That's happening in person, and abusers would still be able to show pornography to their victims in person, even if this bill passed. And that would still be criminalized. That would still be a federal crime, showing pornography to minors or sending pornography to minors. I sell all of my adult content on OnlyFans, which provides me with an age verification service. If this bill were to pass, it would probably actually increase my income by preventing people from sharing pornography for free online on, Twitter and Google and all the places that have been mentioned. But the definition of pornography in this bill is so broad and insane that I don't know how websites would even enforce it. A drawn image of a nipple would be pornography. Even though I sell my content on OnlyFans, which provides me with the age verification services, I have found my content being resold online by other people. I found on a Discord server last year for cold fetish content, there was a man, well, I assume a man, pretending to be me using my name as his username and selling my content. And I worry that if this bill passed, I could be because of the lower threshold in civil rather than criminal courts. I could be sued for actions that are being taken by people who are stealing my content. And I have
Please wrap up your comments.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, this is not what this committee should be spending time on. You should be spending time on the men who are stealing our content, who are murdering us. You have Ian Dunbar right now in Anchorage, who allegedly was texting with a serial killer while he was killing sex workers and allegedly met up.
Next, we have Sharon Byron. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hello, my name is Sharon Byron, and I'm the executive director of the Women's Liberation Front. I'm calling in to absolutely support HB 254 and the bill before it, by the way. Sorry, I didn't know that was on the agenda as well, or I'd have testified to it as well. We've just seen the state of Texas withstand legal challenge by Pornhub. As of last Friday, they successfully defeated Pornhub in court on this exact same legislation in Texas, Louisiana, and in Utah. Multiple states are putting forward these bills at the moment. We are in full support of them. Why? Because pornography, unfortunately, is a form of economic violence against women. And we are seeing that too many young people are way exposed to very violent porn at very early ages. Even Billie Eilish has gone on, you know, TV and said that she was exposed at 11 and it really messed her up. I'd be surprised if people that are defending the exposure of porn to minors makes zero sense, especially when young girls are presenting at hospitals lately with choke marks on their necks and anal tears, and that's what their boyfriends are seeing on porn. So, yes, anything we can do to reduce economic violence against women and girls, anything we can do to limit porn and its exploitive nature against women, we at the Women's Liberation Front are very much for this. And want to thank Representative Vance for introducing this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next we have Maxine Dugan. If you could please state your name for the record, you have 2 minutes.
Hey, hi, it's Maxine Dugan of Community United for Safety and Protection. We're current and former sex workers, sex trafficking victims, and our allies. And we oppose House Bill 254, and we urge members to vote against it. The proposed problem that's been presented by the sponsor doesn't match the civil litigations that are being implemented here. If there's a problem with Alaskan parents showing or allowing access to their adult content to their children, then that needs to be specifically addressed with incentives to help those parents learn how to use parental controls or bring criminal penalties if you need to incentivize them to learn how to use parental controls. But bringing this bill that would allow content, online content creators to be targeted in civil litigation is inappropriate. So for those reasons, I urge you to oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Seeing no other testimony online, I will now close public testimony on House Bill 254. For those watching online who did not have an opportunity to testify, you can provide it in writing to the committee at house.judiciary@akleg.gov, and it will be uploaded to the public record. Do we have any questions from committee members on House Bill 254? Okay, seeing none, we do have one more item of business. This committee previously did a hearing on the ethics committee appointees, and Ms. Joyce Anderson, who has been a current member for the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, has asked that I make an official clear up one misunderstanding on the official record. And so I'm going to read for a clarification. And she's just asking that it be said that she's never been registered as a Democrat or as a Republican in any state. She registered to vote when she moved to Alaska in 1999 as nonpartisan. She lived in Minnesota prior to moving to Alaska, and Minnesota did not require party affiliation to register to vote. As Director of Elections and Voter Registration for the City of Minneapolis for 14 years, she remained apolitical and nonpartisan. Further, the Mayor of Minneapolis included these characteristics in the 1999 reference letter as positive attributes to her election position. So that is a statement by Joyce Anderson that she wanted us clarified, and I'm all about truth and the facts about her party affiliation. This statement was asked by Ms. Anderson to be clarified on the record. It does not constitute any agreement or disagreement by any members, and we will be taking up this confirmation on the House floor. So that concludes our business for today. The House Judiciary Committee will meet again on Monday. Unlikely that we will meet on Monday, March 18th at 1 p.m., and we will have a committee schedule for the week forthcoming. Seeing there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect it is 1:21 p.m.